Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Power of Prayer, already in progress.
If you will start reading Deuteronomy 6, the whole chapter, read that chapter every day, and whatever God reveals to you to do, you'll do it. And then I said, if you'll start reading, after you read that a few times, if you'll start doing that with your wife and your children, just like he tells you to do, you're supposed to be a living example of Christ to your wife and your kids. So I said, you start reading that scripture to your wife, have her come in, sit down with you every night, you open the Word of God, you read it, and I said, then you take those children, and every night when you pray, when you read this to your kids, you lay hands. As the father, I said, you're the spiritual head of the home. I said, as the father, you lay your hands on each one of them children, and each one of the children that's got anything, whether it be allergies, asthmas, or whatever, a rash, you lay hands on that child and rebuke that and command it to leave, and you quote one of these keys to the kingdom. I said, it won't be long till all of your kids will be totally well. Amen. Guarantee it. I said, I've seen God do that over and over and over. And I said, then as long as you continue to walk with him, on your back, as long as you continue to walk with God and you continue to pray over your wife and your children, I said, I guarantee those kids will stay well and you won't never have to go back to a doctor. How many years have it been since y'all learned this, Scott, you and your wife and all your two boys and your daughter, how long has it been since y'all been to a doctor? Or have you forgotten?
Yeah, I've forgotten. It's been a long time.
Long time. Wow, and you used to have to go to doctors regular. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? Yep. Mm-hmm. You hide the word in your heart when the daddy takes the bull by the horns and does what he says and teaches the family about God and prays over them. I mean, if anything happens in any one of these children now, you pray over them, don't you?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both of y'all do. And that's just like the other day. I had a couple, lovely couple, and he's a minister in a church. I guess it's been 15 years ago, at least 15 years ago, they brought three sick boys to me. And I told them when they came, I said, you know, the reason your boys are sick is because you and your husband's not getting along. And she says, are you trying to tell me that my boys are sick because of me? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of. I said, well, it's true. And she said, no, I don't believe that. She said, my husband's on staff at a church. I said, it don't make any difference. I said, he just don't understand these principles of the kingdom. You know, I mean, we can be the pastor of a church and not know these things. Is that right? So I said, you know, he don't know. So I said, you know, if you learn these principles, your children can get healed. And she said, You're trying to tell me that my three sons are sick because of my unforgiveness toward my husband. I said, yes. She said, you're crazy. I mean, you're absolutely a nut. She said, I heard you had a healing minister, but I didn't know you was going to put me and say it's my fault. And I said, well, ma'am, it is your fault, and you're going to have to get right with your husband. I said, ma'am, the scripture clearly says the wife is to submit to the husband in all things. And she went out, and she said, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And she goes out and gets in her car, and she walks out the door. She's screaming, you're the craziest pastor I ever seen in my life. And I told her, I said, ma'am, you ask God, he'll tell you. Uh-oh. And so on the way out, she's getting her car, and she's going, and she's saying, Lord, that preacher is crazy. He's absolutely crazy. And the Lord says, Terry, he's not crazy. He knows what he's talking about. I have trained him personally. So you need to obey what he says. She said, Lord, he tells me I have to submit to my husband. He said, Terry, did I tell you in my word that you have to submit to your husband? He said, did you see where I said you have to submit to me? That's what he said, submit to me. And she said, yes, Lord, and I don't have a problem submitting to you. He said, well, that means obey. And I told you also, not only do you have to submit to me, God, but you have to submit or obey your husband. And she says, God, it will be over Frank's dead body when I... And the Lord spoke to her and said, no, Terry, it'll be over your children's dead bodies. That got that mother's attention. She said, okay, Lord. So she come back. She walked in and she said, Pastor, the Lord told me you were right. And I have to submit to my husband if I want my children to get well. I said, thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful that you still talk to us. Yes. Because, see, I'm trying to tell her something that I know from God's word, and she ain't believing it. And so this God that we serve, he can do exceedingly abundantly above what? Oh, I mean, so, you know, just because you ain't never heard his voice, don't mean he don't talk to people. You know, he can do great and wonderful things. And so don't ever limit God by your experiences. Because, you know, you may have done some greater things than these. But anyway, she went home and she got right with her husband and they got right with each other and they got their marriage restored. And then they brought their children to me for me to pray over. And the two boys that had allergies and asthmas were instantly healed. The Lord healed both of them. But the boy that had the problem with the leg that was going to have to be in a wheelchair and not going to be able to walk ever again, it took a few months for that leg to get completely normal. And when they took him back and checked him, there was absolutely nothing wrong with his leg. So anyway, they were here just a few Sundays ago. And it's been 10 or 15 years since this happened. And I asked Terry and Frank, as they sat here, I said, I know y'all used to be in the doctor's office once or twice every week or two. Was that true? She, oh, yeah, we were hardly ever went more than a week without being in the doctor's office with at least one of the boys. I said, after y'all got right with each other and with God, and we prayed for your boys, I said, how many times, how long has that been? She said, 12 years. I said, okay, and how many times have y'all been to the doctor in the last 12 years? She said, zero, not one single time. If you obey me and do what I say, I will take all sickness away from you and your children. Did he really mean that?
Absolutely.
Now, if you do not obey me, you do not do what I say, I will curse you and your children. I don't like that, do you? So I'd much rather obey. And one of the things I want to do, I'm going to start Psalm 146. I want us to go to Psalm 146. I want to see a little bit here. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Okay, let's go on down a little further in that psalm. What does he say? While I live, will I praise the Lord. Are you beginning to get the idea already he likes praise?
Yeah.
Well, then if he likes praise, why don't we do more of it? In other words, why do we not have, I mean, sometimes you can go to a church and you can sit in the whole service all the way through and never hear anybody say praise the Lord. Yeah, I mean, is it true?
Yes.
Sure, you can. You can go there and nobody praises the Lord. But do you ask them how many miracles happened there? And probably the answer is
zero.
If they praise the Lord, I mean, if you praise him and worship him, he's going to make things happen in your place. Is that right, Mike? If you're not ashamed of him and you're praising him, and I have no idea, and Mike probably could never put a pencil to it either, but after he took that hour or two or whatever it was and prayed for that police officer that day and they did all the things they did, there ain't no telling how much God blessed that ministry, Mike and Gracie's ministry over there, with jobs and work and everything. Ain't no telling. You probably could never put a pencil together, you know, to get a result of how God blessed you for taking time to bless that man with the knowledge you had from the Word of God. But it really blessed you to see everything you prayed for happen, didn't it, Mike? I mean, it would me, I guarantee you. But while I live, will I praise the Lord? I will have to say that police officer was praising the Lord, wasn't he?
Amen.
When he come back in, he was praising the Lord. Wasn't long, you and Gracie was praising the Lord. I will sing praises unto him, to my God, while I have any being in me. While I have my being, I will praise him. What's he trying to tell us? When you leave this place today, as you're driving away, or when the service is over, it wouldn't hurt anything if you just said, Lord, I praise you. I thank you. You know, I mean, some of y'all heard me tell the story about Cheryl's tooth. You know, I prayed for Cheryl. I mean, she had a tooth, a bridge come loose on her in her mouth and on one end, and she went to the dentist to have it taken off and re-glued, and the dentist couldn't get it off. He hammered on it, he beat on it and everything. Of course, Cheryl done something that most women would never do. She said, after he beat on that a little while, she said, Dennis, there, sir, would you stop a minute and let me call my husband? I want him to pray that this will come off. Now, when's the last time you had somebody do that? No, people don't do that. In the doctor's office, let me pray. Let me call my husband and let him pray. She knows that I'm her spiritual head, and if she wants a prayer answered, she needs to get in touch with me. She knows that. And so she called, and I prayed. And I thanked the Lord. I did thank him, but nothing happened. She called me back in 10 minutes and said, honey, you got to pray again. It didn't work. I said, what? I was surprised. I fully expected it to work. God always answers my prayer for my wife, always. But anyway, I prayed again, and I thanked him again. And then I didn't hear nothing else from her, so I just assumed, you know, that the thing came off and he got it glued and everything's great. Well, when she got home, I said, well, how's the dentist deal turn out? She said, he couldn't get it off. I said, what? I prayed 2 times. I mean, that's the way we should think, ladies and gentlemen. If you pray twice, what did I do wrong? Because the promises of God and the promises of the kingdom, he says, you can ask for anything and I will do it. And all my promises are yes and amen. Yes and amen. What scripture is that? Where's that found? 1 Corinthians 1:20 really says that?
It sure does.
How many of y'all know 1 Corinthians 1:20 really says what she just said? How many of you know that? Put it on the board. Let's just see if she's right. That couldn't be right. God would never say nothing like that. Let's just see what he said up there. 2 Corinthians. Oh, okay. See, there we go. 2 Corinthians 1:20. And it was, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. 2 Corinthians 1:20 literally says that every promise God made is yours. Is that true? So anyway, back to the tooth. I did thank him and I did praise him a little bit for taking that thing off, but it didn't come off. And so when she got home, I said, how's the tooth? And she said, honey, it didn't come off. They're going to have to get a special puller to pull it off next week.
A special tool.
And I said, well, okay. So me and Eldon went somewhere, and while we're down there, I'm meditating on, I wonder what I did wrong that my prayer didn't work for my wife. Because you men, us men, we're the spiritual head of our house. And Mike, when we pray for our mate or anybody else in our house, what should happen? It got to happen. It's the key to the kingdom. If it don't happen, there's something wrong with me or you, right? There's something wrong. We got to find out what this is. So I said, Lord, I don't understand this. And Eldon said, Thurman, why did God not answer your prayer? He said, I've seen you pray for Cheryl many times. Every time you pray for her, God answers your prayer almost instantly.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Power of Prayer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.